What about other tumors in terms of these TKIs? Again, we're hearing things about this melanoma, lung cancer, et cetera. Dr. Dutcher, where is that heading?
Well, sorafenib was originally thought to be targeting melanoma because of the high expression of BRAF and BRAF mutations, but it turns out that in mutated or non-mutated, there's still some activity. But again, it wasn't as active in the initial screening randomized phase 2 studies in melanoma, as the signal wasn't as strong as it is in renal cell. But these are not renal cell-specific drugs. These drugs are going to have activity in other tumors. And probably in tumors that are sensitive to chemotherapy, there's going to be some synergy in combination. And in fact, the studies in melanoma right now, there's a Taxol Carbo plus minus sorafenib study that's ongoing. Both drugs have been looked at, single agents in all the solid tumors, and are now being taken into combination studies. And so we'll find out. I mean, we've already seen with the Avastin work that angiogenesis is a key to a lot of solid tumors, VHL or no VHL. So I think these drugs will follow in that footstep, that they'll be an adjunctive to chemotherapy.
What do we know about the safety and toxicity of combining these agents with chemotherapy?
It looks pretty good. Certainly the sorafenib with Gemzar has been combined in pancreatic patients and other patients. It's pretty straightforward. The Taxol Carbo data is pretty straightforward. Those are the ones that I'm the most familiar with. I think the mTOR inhibitors are going to be more difficult, and in fact have already shown themselves to be more difficult to combine with chemotherapy.
Neil, I have two patients that I actually referred to Moffitt, to Adil Dowd, that are on melanoma second line that are either receiving sorafenib or placebo with carboplatin and Taxol, and both are responding. I was just talking to him yesterday. And either sorafenib may have some activity if they're getting it, or we discovered that carbotaxol may work in melanoma. So we're not sure.
Any predictions?
I think sorafenib may have some activity there.
Yeah, the phase 2 data suggests it had activity, so that's why the randomized trial is being done. The other disease that I think you'll hear more about next year will be hepatocellular carcinoma, because there's a large international trial looking at sorafenib compared to placebo in patients with hepatocellular cancers. Not that many individuals from the U.S. were entered in that study. It's mostly an Eastern trial, but it will be a disease where there may be some potential for activity of this particular
cancer. What's been seen in that tumor in terms of phase 1 and 2?
You know, very little data. I don't think there are very few patients with phase 1, but there's some activity of it, and I can't tell you the degree of activity. I think it probably was better or equivalent than chemotherapy. Chemotherapy standard being, what, doxorubicin in hepatocellular cancer. So I think there clearly was some hope from pharma that that disease might be one that they would target with sorafenib.
We were talking about some of the biologic considerations. What about in hepatoma and melanoma? What do we know about the biology of those tumors in terms of maybe being sensitive to these kinds of agents?
I don't think we know too much. In the large, what was ultimately the randomized discontinuation trial of Retain, where over 500 patients were entered, it was really a large number of tumors. I remember at least one of my mesothelioma patients went on the trial and had what appeared to be a minor response. He had a pneumonia intercurrently and had to go off trial. But we've been hearing sporadically about these TKIs in a wide variety of tumors. I know they presented sunitinib in breast and sorafenib in melanoma. We saw velatinib in mesothelioma. It's going to just sort of creep through the world of oncology. And all of us believe that each one of these drugs will have its partner chemotherapy agents that are favored. And whoever is likely to get the first phase 3 out is likely to stay linked to that chemotherapy. So the carbotaxol sorafenib is likely to be a winner, so to speak. Even if sunitinib carbotaxol was done, it's carbotaxol sorafenib is the first one on the street. And that's probably what we'll see.